B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. 7:15 and sunny today, and maybe a few clouds, but high near 80. Really, pick day. Not so humid.
Yeah.
Love it. 63 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, some sun. Maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm, high 78. So still not bad. Saturday looks good. Sunday, we'll see. Okay?
Okay.
So at least hopefully we'll get one of the two nice days. Let me tell you, I had a wonderful day yesterday.
Did you?
I'm telling you, everything was just coming up sevens. It was just one of those kind of days.
Really, Bob?
Easy, breezy.
Green lights. All green lights.
Green light. It was bizarre. It was like one of those, everything was coming out great. Right?
That's so great.
I took my sailing lesson yesterday.
Yeah. That's nice.
Here's the soundtrack to my day.
Oh, okay.
I'm sailing.
Yeah.
I'm sailing.
I was. Yeah. It's so nice being on the water yesterday.
Yeah, must have been.
Not a problem in the world. It was great. Yes, I'm taking sailing lessons now because it's something I want to do.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, it's something I've always wanted to do, so why put it off, right?
Why? So, you're not getting any younger.
Well, I didn't necessarily think just because of that. It was just a passion I've had. Good grief. You just rolled snake eyes.
Yeah, and, right.
Here's LBF's day.
Yeah.
All right, here's your day. Starts out pretty
great.
Good, right?
Hair done.
Soundtrack to your day.
Driving.
Walk me through.
Driving. Yeah. Driving, having a great time. Mm. And then I'm just listening to the radio, waiting for gas.
What?
And then I got accosted.
You got accosted.
I had something happen to me at Costco yesterday that made me so furious that my entire face turned red. And
what
hot.
Happened?
You guys. All right. So I got my hair done. Legacy Place.
Mm-hmm.
I pull it. I had Dave's car. So I'm like, I'm going to do him a solid and get him gas because Costco gas is cheaper than regular gas.
Nice.
I'm like, all right. I have like 25 minutes before I have to pick up Lucy. So it's all timed in my head.
Right.
I pull in. It's bananas there.
Lines.
Lines.
Yeah, cheap gas.
Because it's cheap gas.
Sure.
So everybody's line. Each bay has probably four cars waiting. Okay.
And there's each bay has two pumps.
On each, you know. So,
yeah.
So I'm in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
Two people are at the pumps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm behind a little car, and yeah. then there's me.
Yeah.
So I'm fourth in line.
Yeah.
The first, and both cars that are getting gas are about the same. They're about to wrap up.
The same right. cycle.
Yes.
Almost.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm waiting, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, yeah, I can do this. So the person in the front finishes getting their gas and pulls out.
Okay.
And
that spot's empty.
That spot's empty.
The person behind them is pumping.
Is wrapping it up.
So you
and
can't.
So they're going to pull right. up. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for the first person to do whatever the first person wants to do in
empty
front of
pump,
me.
Right.
Could have gone in front, whatever. Mm. But we're lined up. Well, I'm sitting there waiting for the person to move out of the second spot. And from behind, a woman in a blue hatchback pulls in between, comes in from behind, swoops in, cuts everybody, and takes the empty pump.
Oh my God.
In front of everybody.
That's not cool.
Oh, I was like, I thought she was just pulling through to go because it was such a long line. Like, I can't wait.
Uh huh.
No, she pulled up, backed up, and started pumping.
You gotta be kidding.
And that's when I lost my ever loving mind.
I don't blame you.
Man.
So, what happened?
Well, I thought I did a good job.
Okay.
Because it wasn't filmed.
Right. Okay.
I couldn't wait.
Local radio. Who's mine to the gas pump?
I pulled up next to her. Because I was like, no one's doing anything.
All right, you pulled up next to her.
I got out of line because I had to leave. Because
you couldn't get gas
Because I couldn't get
now,
gas enough.
Time.
Pulled up next to her, rolled down my window, good. And said, not nicely, I cannot believe that you just cut in front of all these people to get yourself gas while we're all waiting our turn to get gas.
Right.
I cannot believe
what is she,
it.
What does she look like?
She was middle-aged.
Not getting any younger?
Okay. Yeah, she wasn't getting any younger.
Right.
Yeah, she had a very bad haircut.
Okay.
She did. She did. I was
in.
Like, you should go to Salon Capri like I just did. You wouldn't look like that. And
oh
I was
God.
So mad.
Jeez.
It was a bob. And
well,
she
it wasn't me.
It was a bob. And it was not combed nicely.
No.
And
how
so
was she dressed?
She was dressed in like regular middle-aged clothes.
Okay. Costco clothes?
Wow. Yeah, Costco clothes.
Oh, boy.
Nondescript.
Oh, my God. I was so mad.
Good for you.
So then she just, no, wait, this is the worst part.
Okay.
Not, you know, when you do something like this, you know, when you cut somebody off, you're like, sorry, oh, my God. You're just like, oh my God, I thought it was my turn. I thought we were allowed to do that. Nothing. She just looked at me dismissively and looked away and ignored me.
She said shoe fly.
Yes. Like,
wow.
Boop, get away from me.
Oh, my God.
That's when I lost my mind. But I calmed down, yeah. And I was like, don't say anything mean. Don't say anything. I just looked
raging.
At her, and I said, okay, so you're special. You're the most special person in the whole wide world, and it's only you that exists. And then I drove away.
Good
and
for
then I
you.
Screamed, and then I called my friend Melissa, and I was like, I hate everybody.
Love is swelling in you now.
It was so
Use
bad.
Use your aggressive feelings. Yeah. Let the heat flow through you.
I was so...
Your hate has made you powerful.
Angry. I was so angry because I was so, like, mad. I'm like, that's not how the world works, lady.
Any regrets? Would you have done anything differently?
I just wish that I had engaged her a little bit more. Okay. Like, I want... Her dismissal was almost worse than the act itself.
Okay.
I wanted her to acknowledge what she did. But,
You were a Costco'd.
I was a Costco'd.
You were right there in line.
I just didn't want to end up in the news.
But you know what? You couldn't do anything more,
right?
I don't think.
I
don't think you would want to do anything
more. I mean,
I
couldn't block her in and then have her not go.
Yeah.
Because then people would get their phones out, and then it'd be like two Karens.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. All right. So it's like a morning court. Pre-morning court case.
Right.
Did you go too far? What would you have done? I'm just wondering if anybody has any suggestions for you.
Yeah.
888, okay, 410-1057. See if we can help LBF out here. You
still
cool
mad.
Now?
Not really.
I don't think so. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. 724. Bob, LBF, and Brian. Just helping our girl LBF today. Just had a terrible day.
Managing my rage.
There I was. I was just sailing on the Merrimack.
Yeah.
Having a beautiful day. And there you were getting a Costco'd.
Yes.
At Costco gas. Oh. So at the pump, someone cut in front.
Cut in front of everybody waiting, not just me.
And she was unapologetic. She basically said, shoo fly,
keep
moving.
Little nothingness.
That was, it stayed with you.
It did.
It stayed with you. Robin, any advice for LBF on that situation?
Well, first of all, I applaud you, LBF, because I probably would have done the same thing. The only problem is my evil twin, Robina, probably would have come out.
Right.
Melbina?
My evil twin has no filter.
Right.
She probably would have looked at that woman and said, seriously? Really? Who are you anyway to do something like that?
Yeah.
But I will tell you, LBF, she'll get hers.
That's what I'm hoping.
She'll get hers.
In the end.
Yeah. Oh, she will.
Well, she got her gas, that's for sure.
She did get her gas.
But in the end, she'll get it.
She got her gas, but... She might get a flat tire somewhere along the line.
I hope she meets Robina someday. No, that's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
All right, awesome.
Maybe she'll meet Robina, her evil twin, someday.
Right. We have Dave has Mr. Schnapps. That's what I call him.
Is that right?
He snaps. I'm like, Schnapps. Mr. Schnapps comes out.
Oh, Mr. Schnapps.
Mr. Schnapps, keep him quiet.
Here comes Mr. Schnapps. All right, that's funny. Terry, any advice or help?
Yes, LBF, what you should have done was, like Bob did at the grocery store, and said, can I coach you?
You should.
Oh,
dude,
you know what? That would have been, I think I was too enraged.
But she needed coaching.
She did need coaching. But you're right.
Oh, she sure did.
Yeah, that would have been so cool. I mean, I definitely would need more meds to be that cool and calm.
You know, there's a radio station in New York that does a feature called Donkey of the Day.
Oh yeah,
where they just go.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is your donkey.
You know, that would have been a good one. Next time, can I coach you? They're not supposed to do that.
Can I coach you?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes.
There it is. She shoo-flied you.
Oh,
but
she
did. You handled yourself very nicely.
I didn't swear, and that was good, and I also didn't ram her 17 times.
Thank you,
that's Terry. Definitely a bonus. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
All right, Bob, what do you say?
LB, you should have gotten out, just casually walked up, and then shut the pump off.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That Yeah, but then I don't go to the gym.
Then it escalates.
I would like I would have had fisticuffs would have been involved.
Yeah,
I think
it
she
escalates.
Looked like the type.
Yeah,
she definitely could.
You just shut the pump off and just walk away.
Yeah,
you should have told her shut the pump up.
Yeah, shut the pump up.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah,
I like it. I like it.
It is. All right, Bob.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
It's a good one. Thanks, Bob. Yeah. I don't know if that's pretty aggressive.
It's pretty, yeah, because I don't want to get out of my car because that's too much engagement.
You know what? You could have talked to the attendant. Some of the folks
said
that.
I could have done that.
Said, hey, they just cut because they'll do something about it.
Right.
They
I will. Guess I just wanted to let her know that she was an awful person in the nicest, calmest way possible. I think I did that. I just wanted a little more reaction from her.
Yeah.
So, would but you, anyway,
well,
I think
what?
I'm over it. Still yeah. need gas, by the way.
Yeah. The heat is swelling in you now. Use your aggressive feelings.
Yes.
Let the heat flow through you. Your heat has made you powerful.
Yes.
It's just, I the thing that was scary, great. Too, is how mad I got. Like,
yes.
How angry I got.
I'd say the
I'm
hate
usually
was flowing.
Not like that.
The hate was flowing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.